What is more endearing than to see a dog's natural patterns be so closely tied to humans? But what does science say about it? Today, Jane Andrews shares the results of what we all thought for years. This is A Walk in the Park.
Who hasn't stifled their laughter when watching a dog sound asleep in an adventurous dream? From their ruffs going up to territorial barking, we can almost make out the details of the scene. Thinking back to all of the dogs that I have owned, dream barking seemed to always come in three barks per breath, muffled by lips that were not really cooperating. Dream running is a sight to behold. A dog's paws can twitch in a precise gallop pattern, sometimes with hind legs and shoulders involved. And then there is a dreaming dog's facial expressions, neuron brain messages trying to break through the reality barrier with overblown attempts at howling, snarling, baring teeth, and seeing with eyes at half-mast. And then there is the happy dream, where the dog's tail will thump the floor in seemingly blissful content without waking the dog by said thumping. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology did a study to determine if dogs and other animals dream and what they might be dreaming about. And the results are not surprising. According to the researchers, and I quote, "What we've basically found is that dogs dream doggy things. The dream pattern in dogs seems to be very similar to the dream pattern in humans," unquote. Therefore and hence, we have every reason to stifle our laughter and really enjoy the doggy adventures of our canine counterparts. One caution is mentioned in the saying, "Let sleeping dogs lie." As much as we would want to spare our dog from the occasional nightmare, best to leave them be and let their dreams play out, so as to prevent a dog from inadvertently snapping. Sometimes we try to remember our own dreams, like how we struggle to speak, the struggle to run, try to open our eyes and defend ourselves. I had to inform my husband that he recently one night bonked me with the pillow and then rolled over still sound asleep. I am grateful that science found similar dream patterns in humans and dogs. Not only does it connect us even more, but it also brings my husband great joy to whisper to our dreaming dog,
"You go get it, Madison. You get it. What a good dog."
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.